I'm really nervous about flying to Grandma's house. What if the engines break or the wings fall off?
You can trust the pilot to get you home safely, just like you can trust in Jesus. Do you like to fly on airplanes? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. I saw a bumper sticker on a car one time that read, "God is my co-pilot." I thought, hey, I don't want God as my co-pilot. I want him as my pilot. Anytime you're not sure about what's going on around you, remember that God is always in control, just like a pilot. It says this in Isaiah 26:3. God, you give true peace to people who depend on you, to those who trust in you. So next time you find yourself being the pilot in your own life, scoot over and let God take the wheel. Our story today is called Pilot in Control. Stella nervously clasped her hands together as the plane taxied down the runway. She had been excited when her parents said she and Braden could fly by themselves to see their grandmother. But now Stella was nervous. She looked at her brother, who was eagerly watching the ground rush by. After they were airborne, Stella still didn't relax. "Do the engines sound funny?" she asked. "Should we be flying so high? What if there's another plane in the clouds?" Braden tried to assure her that everything was fine. "Are you sure?" she asked. "I think they should try to stay away from the clouds." "Why don't you just go to the cockpit and take over the controls?" Braden finally asked her. "You seem to think you know more about flying this plane than the pilot does." Stella scowled. "The pilot knows what he's doing," said Braden, "and I think this is really cool." "Me too," said Stella, but she was very glad when they were finally back on solid ground. "Did you have a good flight?" asked Grandma when she met them at the airport. Braden nodded. "I did, but Stella was so nervous she could hardly sit still. I told her she should take over for the pilot." He grinned. "I'm glad she didn't, though, because then I would have been the nervous one." "I guess so," said Grandma. "I'm afraid we all lack trust in our pilot from time to time." Stella looked surprised. "Are you afraid of flying too, Grandma?" Grandma shook her head. "I wasn't talking about the pilot of a plane. I meant Jesus, the pilot of my life. I sometimes feel afraid when things in my life are hard or seem uncertain, but then I remember that Jesus is in control and that he promises to be with me and use my life for good no matter what happens. Trying to make my life work without him would be like you trying to fly a plane." She gave Stella's shoulders a squeeze. "I think Braden enjoyed the trip a lot more than you did, Stella, even though you were just as safe as he was. When we trust Jesus to be the pilot, knowing he has saved us and promises to work everything out for our good, our life trips are much better, too." So how about you? Are you enjoying your trip through life? Or do you constantly worry about things you have no control over? Remember that Jesus loves you and died to save you so you could live with him forever. Then trust him to take you safely through all of life's dark clouds, even when you can't see how things could turn out well. He knows what he's doing and promises to be with you. So trust him and enjoy the peace that he gives you. Our key verse is found in the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3.
"God, you give true peace to people who depend on you, to those who trust in you."
And our key thought for today, trust Jesus with your life. Celebrate Christmas with the Keys for Kids radio countdown to Christmas. There'll be Christmas music to sing along to, special Christmas episodes of Adventures in Odyssey and Down Gilead Lane. To find out how to listen, go to keysforkids.net and click on Countdown to Christmas. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.